I'm Sean from Voices of Defiance, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike, welcome back to FU Operator, or Legends Podcast, as we call it. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
I'm the Operator.
And this week we're talking about Ted.
Oh.
I thought this would be better than it was.
Ted. And I have good news.
Hmm?
It didn't suck as much as the first one I watched it.
I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was as funny as the first time, but I enjoyed it. It was fun.
I'll be honest. I think the third act is total crap. But the first two acts are kind of fun.
Can you start giving me like time frames when you start this act shit? Because I can't tell when an act ends and an act begins. It's just movie.
The first act is until his girlfriend
starts
saying...
I didn't really want you to explain it to me. No. I just meant,
But the third act is basically when all the action stuff happens at the end. And
yeah.
I'm like...
When he escapes the house and all that shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, whatever. This is not needed in this movie right now.
Even the Jewish kid who's getting his ass beat up. Yeah, Bennett, get lost. Sorry, I'm still back at the beginning.
Yeah.
The one-liners are pretty good. A lot of it is just over the top and stupid, but Mila Kunis looks so good.
Okay, that's my old problem with this movie. I get that you have a talking teddy bear. You're fucking Mila Kunis. This should be your priority in life.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And this is most of my note. You're a moron. You're singing Thunder Song instead of having sex with Mila
Thunder
Kunis.
Bodies.
What's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. You know, lots of
fuck
my notes
thunder,
are what's wrong with
suck
you?
My dick.
I don't have the rest of it. I'm sorry. But I have to admit, the whole Boston Tom Brady love. They all love Tom Brady so hard, and they're all such homophobes.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A little harder.
Harder.
How did they get Green Lantern in this movie?
Oh my God. As the no line gay lover.
Yeah, he has no line whatsoever. Guy that looks like Wilder.
I texted someone to beat me up. Might have been for gay sex.
Are you gay? I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. I
don't know. Whatever. That's the guy from Seinfeld, if I'm not mistaken. For me, it was always be the weird boyfriend from Seinfeld.
Be the weird boyfriend.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But it's fun after watching Community and seeing the boss of Mila Kunis.
Greg, yeah. Yeah.
There's the shit on my floor.
yeah. They're X, Y, and Z, but it's okay. They're O's. Does that make that okay?
I thought she was just making a phone call. That explains why she was crouched down for so long.
I have been to that aquarium in Boston. If you ever go to Boston, go to the aquarium. It's pretty freaking cool.
Really?
Yeah. It's like four or five stories of aquarium.
Oh.
So yeah. You get like the different.
That's a lot of aquarium.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of aquarium.
I went to the Chicago Aquarium. It was great, too.
Oh, the Shedd Aquarium? The Shedd Aquarium is good.
Yeah, the Shedd Aquarium is
cool.
Pretty good.
I haven't been there in a long time, but...
Well, you were in Chicago last week. Why didn't you go to the aquarium?
Because I only had, like, 8 hours to spend with you jerks.
Yeah, and we drank. Okay, that's a good
thing. Oh, yeah, we drank.
Yeah, that's a good...
Okay, for a teddy bear, that dude gets more play
than
anyone I have ever seen.
Okay.
Ever.
He got a job and he's hitting on that chick and he's fucking starts humping the credit card thing.
Yes. What the hell, dude?
And they mention he doesn't have a dick. How does he fuck all of these girls?
Yeah.
Because he's doing the move like he's doing it.
Like he's banging, but there is no thing there.
Yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, that bear... As it. On the other hand, if you were like all small and cuddly and furry, probably you would get as much work on that up.
But that's, I guess so. But good God, dude. Just, although, even though he looks like miles and miles of bad road, it was kind of cool to see Flash.
He looks old.
Oh, he has not aged well at all.
You guys want to go do some blow?
Yeah, exactly.
Again, doing all that instead of having sex with Mila Kunis. I'm just saying.
It's and the thing is, she looked so good in every scene that she is in this movie. Every scene looks just perfection. And I'm like, okay, exactly like Wing said, I know you have a talking bear. And everyone is aware that your bear talks. Mila Kunis. Come
sell
on.
Him and move on.
And not just that. Mila Kunis, she doesn't care that you get stoned all day most of the time.
Yes!
She
doesn't hang out with a talking bear. She's totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to her. That's all.
She's making joke at your making fun of your fart joke. I mean, she's the perfect girl.
Why don't you pay attention to the hot girlfriend?
And
Because he's too busy smoking mind rape. It's kind of mellow. The one was Gorilla Panic. They're coming, or is this permanent?
But that's the name of these things now.
I know. Yeah.
It's so.
I mean, I don't know.
No, yeah. You know.
Well, I'll listen to Kevin Smith cast, and we know all these names.
Therefore, that's
but
how we know.
They were not wrong. IKEA can do your whole place for $47.
They're wrong. IKEA is not cheap anymore.
Yeah, it used to be cheap. It's gotten ridiculous expensive now.
No, it's still cheap. It's just somewhat inexpensive.
Did cost $3,000 to furnish my apartment when I had to move out. So that's why when he said $47, I was like, oh, hell no. Your couch is $600. Just saying. And it's a nice couch. For a bear that's already, like, stuffed, you know?
Oh, the redneck name. The redneck list of names.
Okay.
Oh, God. So
good. How great
good.
Was that? And then when he's like,
so good.
Oh, wait, did it have a Lynn after it?
Maybe. Okay, Becca Lynn, Stacey
Bobby
Lynn.
Stacey Lynn, Trisha Lynn. Oh, my God, stick your finger on my loop. Stick your finger in the loop on my tag. When Ted was fucking.
Yeah.
That took guts. We need guts. I'm promoting you. You have a lot of problems, don't you?
but even at the end, in the kind of epilogue, is like, oh, he was caught like having sex on a quarter of beef, and he became store manager, and you're like, oh dear,
mm-hmm.
Seriously,
okay. Mm-hmm.
I wish I got a freaking Teddy Ruxpin. And then Ted pulls off the antenna from somewhere and starts paddling his ass with it.
Yeah, who has a radio with an antenna anymore?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. That was the answer I was looking for. Silence. That, like the giant TV, I was like, I haven't seen.
Oh
that
yeah, that
in a
fell
moment,
on
though.
His dick. Yeah. The line though about you guys were saying before, actually, for a man with no penis, you weren't that bad, or you weren't that bad for a man with no penis. And then he's like, yeah, I've written Hasbro so many angry letters about that.
the reference in this movie are kind of good because this is a Christmas story, let's be honest.
Wait, what?
Well, you wish at Christmas to have a best friend, and that's how we got Ted to talk. But the gift that people get, Star Wars action figure, a Nintendo, I was like, oh, I used to be a kid in the 80s. I remember these.
I remember these things.
I remember getting these at Christmas and being really happy. Okay, this is a movie probably made for people around my age, a little bit older probably, because Flash Gordon was already like forgotten at that point. But
yeah,
is that a Flash Gordon laser, or are you just happy to see me?
Pew 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 pew.
That one I laughed out loud, I'll be honest. That one I really really laughed out loud. That one and the shit one, and I'm not a shit joke kind of guy, you guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a shit on my yes. And when he makes her pick it up and he hides behind the wall or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, dude, be a man. Come on. Pick some shit up.
Just pick up some shit.
Yeah, that was pretty good. He's like, ew, ew, I'm going to puke over here. I think my favorite line in the movie, I was going to save for the end, is, Jesus, I look like the robot from Aliens. After Ted gets ripped in half. So
fucking great.
Yeah, no, my favorite line, I think, is, but at some point, like all the Corey Feldman, Frankie Muniz, and Justin Bieber, you'll be forgotten. I was like, Justin Bieber will be forgotten at some point.
Bless Crom.
Oh, God, please let that happen soon. Please, God, let that happen soon.
Yeah. So, Mark Wahlberg, hell of a Boston accent.
Well, he's from Boston, so,
from
you know.
Boston.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah, he is from Boston.
So that's his accent.
That's just him talking normally.
He just unhinged it and probably emphasized on a few things.
The girl he works with, isn't she?
Who is she? I know her from something.
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm on it. I thought I was just being nuts, but I know she is from
IMDb, that son of a bitch.
I'm on it. My computer's just a piece of shizzle.
Forizzle? Yeah. But
fuck you, Thunder. You can suck my dick. Sorry.
It's really... I was slightly... Well, slightly more than slightly disappointed by this movie. I thought it would be a lot more stupid fun comedy. It was just...
It was stupid fun comedy.
But yes, but not as much as I thought it would be.
Now, it's a buddy comedy with a talking bear, but there...
The jokes weren't as good as they could have been with a fucking talking bear in my mind.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, because I was about to say the exact same inverse.
Laura Vandervoort. Laura from V. The hot blonde chick from V. That's who it was.
Okay.
Ow!
That is where I've seen her.
Hold on. What else did I just find out?
What? Oh, God.
The chick in the last, like, four episodes of The Following. I know this isn't the newscast or whatever, but hijacking it. She was the chick from The Americans.
Yes, she was. Now,
I just found that out today. Someone told me that, and
just,
I'm like,
we'll make it to the news.
Okay, sorry. We'll go on to that. Never mind. We'll end it later. Or but anyways, yes, Laura Vandervoort, Tanya. Yes, the blonde that he worked with.
I thought there would be a subplot with her because she's so hot and she seems to be like hitting on him or something.
She's like, I just want like $20,000 for three lines. Like literally 18 minutes of shoot time. I can show up with a t-shirt on. I lean forward, act intrigued, say three lines and go home.
Yeah. Well, I would take $20,000 for that.
The hotel fight was silly.
Yeah, because he's punching her earlier and punching him earlier and it has no bearing because again, he's a stuffed toy.
He's a stuffed bear.
But when the sound effect says that it hurts, seems that it hurts.
Yeah.
But and it goes for so long.
It does. But that's the thing. That is a Seth MacFarlane trope. Because there are certain moments in Family Guy where they do something and it keeps going.
You say certain moment, I would say half the episode. Most of the episodes.
I would
are
not say half the episode of half the episode.
So a quarter of the episode then?
No, but most of the episodes are one joke that they repeat and repeat and repeat. And that's why I hate Family Guy, because they just keep going with the same crap all the time.
He eats the Family Guy.
He eats the Family Guy.
I hate the Family Guy. I'm sorry. He's like Baby Jesus.
So apparently Ted is like Baby Jesus.
Yep, I laughed so much at that one. I was like, well, if Jesus was a butt-smoking teddy bear, which I'm still wondering how he gets stoned because he has no lung.
Okay.
He eats.
You're wondering how he gets stoned and how he eats, but you're not wondering how he's alive.
No, that's the
Christmas miracle. So if he's alive, he could probably eat and shit and smoke and have awesome sex without a penis. I'm just saying.
Okay.
He is alive.
Yeah.
Sure, he'll figure it out.
He's number five.
Yeah, he's Teddy alive, number five.
Yeah, and when he's not alive anymore, he'll change color, which I was like, yeah, okay.
It was less color and more reality. Let's rate this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else have any notes? I mean,
no, I'm good.
Well, I have notes, but they're not necessary because this is Ted. I mean, this is a Christmas drug love movie with a cheesy happy ending. The fact that he comes back to life at the end because she wished for something, I'm like, why are you the only people that can wish for crap that happens?
Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah, it's meh. I like the reaction
because they were meant to find each other.
Oh, this is so cute. That's why she's not in the next movie. So, blah, 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 blah.
Shit, I guess you're
right. That makes no sense to me, well, not having her in the movie. Just zero.
She's Mila Kunis, and she's like, can I have $20 million? And they're like, what about no?
She's like, can I have some money? And they're like, you just did Jupiter Rising or Ascending or whatever it was called. No.
You just did the B-movie of the Wachowski brother. What about we don't give you any money anymore?
They just did a real trailer on that, and it was amazing. Yeah. Oh, wait, shit.
Amazingly bad.
We talked about that on the news last week.
Yeah, last week. That's right. Damn it.
Why do you keep doing that?
I don't know.
Beef and timeline. It's so complicated.
I'm serious,
this
man.
Is not Looper,
like
man.
Time travel.
Well, we should time travel.
Okay. All right. Notes.
Yeah. The parents, when they find that the bear is alive. Go get my gun!
Oh
go
my
get
God.
My gun! That was also really, really, really funny. But how would you react to that? I'm sorry, but the bear
I'd
is dead.
I'd get my fucking gun.
Yeah, the bear is smoosh because 12-gauge shotgun, boom! Let's see if she
actually,
survived
you know
that.
What? Probably a child from the 80s, they were used to watching like...
Elf?
Shit. No, not Elf. What was the line about Elf, the joke about Elf was great, though. What was the movie with the freaky little kid in suspenders and freckles? God damn it,
Canada.
David. Like, Chucky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're from the world that's like the time of Chucky. So all of a sudden, yeah, you do see a bear. I was going to say it's not that freaky, but you're from that time. What? Child's Play. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and there is nothing more powerful than a kid's wish, except an Apache helicopter that is more powerful because
it has
much
more guns. Powerful. Yeah.
has... and
again, Patrick Stewart is just the most awesome human being on the planet. Period.
That's the guy who does the voiceover.
Yeah,
that
Patrick
guy
Stewart.
Is perfect.
Patrick Stewart, dude, nailing it.
Yeah, he did because that old Apache thing that went for a long time too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one joke that you could keep for a long time. I had no problem with it whatsoever. That was so left field. It's like, why are you talking about a killing machine? okay, I'll go with it. The guy who kidnaps him took his sweet time before deciding to do that, though. The kid is like 12 years old at
yeah.
that point.
Yeah.
And they have a rocking horse with a wig.
That whole house was fucked up.
Yeah, all of
everything about that house was just
teddy
fucked
bears
up
in the basement.
Jesus.
Yeah, and his porn collection on the wall.
Yeah,
and you recognize them by the big box.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when they came in giant VHS box?
And for some reason, they had like they had to have the protective styrofoam thing or plastic thing around the VHS tape in the box. As if the VHS tape is so delicate and fragile, it had to have some type of freaking protection in it.
Handle with care. It's like nuclear material.
Well, there was boobs in them somewhere on the tape. Need to protect that. Come on.
Mm.
I'm just saying. That was important to know that this is a porn VHS.
Yes, this is a porn tape.
But yeah, that old thing was really weird. Mark Wahlberg has a good punch in this. Every time he punched somebody, even the kid, it's like, ouch.
Yeah, he hauls off and beats the crap out of people. That is true.
Yeah.
So, but again, Boston.
Yeah, Boston. True. But yeah, that was dead. Okay, I'm ready to rate it. I have no more notes. That was Ted.
Okay, let's do it.
So for Ted, are you going Legendary, Legends of Its Time, Cult Legend, Awesome, Entertaining, Mabel, Forgettable, Abysmal, or Spring Breakers? I'm going to start. I'm going to give that a solid Mabel. That was better than I remember. Seems that the first time was clearly forgettable for me. But there's good one-liners, some of the jokes, it at the right place. The old thing is, yeah, kind of ridiculous. And like I said, the third act is total crap and super cheesy. There's lots of Mila Kunis in it. That helps. And yeah, bear smoking pot, teddy bear smoking pot. It works for me for some reason. It just worked for me for some reason. So yeah, a solid Mabel. Operator,
I'm gonna give it a solid entertaining. It was a fun movie. It wasn't quite as funny as I remember, but it was funny. A lot of good one-liners. And the story was good, and it wasn't great, but it was good. It's one of the reasons that I like Family Guy. It's had a lot of that humor in it. But again, Mila Kunis, holy crap. Yeah, that's what pushed it for me into the entertaining mode, because it's like, you know, all else fails, Mila Kunis, yay.
Beef?
Ah, fuck. I hate being like you. I got to go solid Mabel. While it was entertaining at points, I don't think I'm going to watch it again. I'll probably see the next one because, you know, it'll be on Stuff and Things at some point in time. But it was just, there were some good one-liners. It was kind of fun, but I don't know. I expected more and I shouldn't have. I don't know. It wasn't fully a stoner comedy. It wasn't really a buddy comedy. It was kind of a love I don't know. It was a little bit of everything. Mila Kunis made it better, but it wasn't, I don't know. Yeah, Mabel for shizzle.
You kind of talked about it into your answer, but are you excited about Ted 2? Because I watched the trailer after, and I was like, it seems more of the same.
Am I excited about it? Not really. Does the trailer look better? Yeah, it looks a little bit funnier at points, but is that just the four good jokes that are in the movie? Probably.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I'm probably going to like watch it when it's going to be on Netflix and I'm going to be sick one day or something, like doing a little fever and being like, why not? The same way I watch a Transformer movie when I do lots of fever and I'm like, I need something I don't need to focus on. And in the middle of the movie, I'm like, wow, this is bad. This is really bad. But besides that, meh. What are you thinking, operator?
I'm not going to break my butt to go see it. I'll probably catch it when it's on cable.
Yeah.
Which will be before it's on Netflix. So, yeah.
I advise to do the same thing with A Tub Time Machine 2, which I hope I'm the only one who saw.
You did see Hot Tub Time Machine 2?
Yes.
I can't believe we made him see it. That's awesome.
Wait a minute.
My friend that works at the movie theater that listened to the cast got me to watch Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Dear God, it's bad. Oh, dear God, it's bad.
You know what? That's so great. We don't even have to review it anymore. Actually, he might just be saying that.
No, I like I said, the fact that John Cusack isn't in it, I don't need to see it. To be honest,
it's on the verge of Spring Breaker. It's not Spring Breaker. Don't get me wrong,
dude. That is a level reserved for the.
That's what I said. It's not
for the dregs of humanity, dude. Dregs of humanity.
But it's really close. It's really, really close. It's more than solid abysmal, I would say. So anyway, if you guys want to do that one day, I'm not watching it again. I'm going from memory.
Well, then we'll just do Battleship.
Oh dear God.
All right, last words?
Lori.
Apache.
Creepy Ted Stalker. I know that's a lot, but whatever. I get to do that part. This has been episode 245 of Legends Podcast. Ted, I'm Beef saying, Murr.
I'm John D saying something, Lynn.
Dude, you had any fucking thing to choose from.
Okay. I'm the operator saying, remember Brendan Routh from that god-awful Superman movie? Jesus Christ, thanks for getting our hopes up and taking a giant shit on us.
Oh, dear, I forgot about that. Yes. Brendan Routh is pretty cool as the Atom.
Brendan Routh is cool, but that movie was not.
Yeah, I just felt bad for him when they said that joke.
I did.
I was like, he has a great career on TV now.
Exactly. Wasn't his fault.
Aw, tear. Ted's over.
Deuces.
On the floor! There's a shit on the floor!
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.